For years now, one of the most impressive publishing houses in the Czech Republic has been Jáchym Dvořák's Labyrinth, focusing on serious prose and poetry, as well as the arts, even offering a number of illustrated children's books. Jáchym Dvořák has been in love with books all his life, and today publishes prominent Czech authors like Lenka Reinerová, Jaroslav Rugiš, and New York-based children's author-illustrator Peter Cease. It was at a book launch of Cease's in Prague in December that I first met Dvořák and saw him promoting his product with contagious appeal.
Cinka, představte si, že slyšíte teďka rolničky, blíží se Vánoce.
Later, when he sat down to discuss his career, he explained first he had been attracted to books and publishing at an early age.
Já jsem první nakladatelství založil, když mě bylo 7 let. Všechny knihy vycházely v jednom nákladu.
I founded my first publishing house when I was 7. Publishing books I wrote or drew myself. All came out in one copy, and I put out about 100, with pictures over the years. My mom still has many of them somewhere. My initial interest lasted until I hit puberty. It was then that I put together a final book titled The Olympic Games, which I had begun when I was 10. The Olympic Games had about 15 separate books, bound by cardboard covers. But, unfortunately, there was a spelling mistake in the title on the cover. I had written I instead of a Y, which I had to draw over in thick marker.
Jsem ji nechtěl kreslit znovu, tak jsem to měkký I opravil na Y, takže tam byl takový tlustý Y.
And just who was the main character of Jáchym Dvořák's childhood opus?
Hlavní hrdina byl český skokan na lyžích, Petr Hantl.
The hero of the book was Petr Hantl, a ski jumper. Hantl would go around competing at various hills, where I describe minute details, from the amount of snow to wind conditions. But I was so clueless, I always had the hero taking 3 jumps instead of 2. Then, at some point during the summer holidays, I came to the conclusion the whole thing was idiotic. I set the book aside, and that was the end of my childhood writing.
Pak myslím, že po prázdninách mě napadlo, že to naprosto celý stupidní, už jsem na to nikdy nešach.
Later, while studying at Charles University, Jáchym Dvořák continued to be involved with books, not only reading voraciously, but selling books on Prague's Wenceslas Square. It was 1990, shortly after the fall of communism in Czechoslovakia. And he figured that he knew what Czech readers would appreciate.
Ze začátku já jsem studoval na vysoké škole v 90. letech a vedle toho jsem prodával knížky na Václaváku.
I had great expectations for this one paperback. This publisher had come out with a book with stories by 3 major Czech authors, Josef Skorecký, Arnos Lustig and Milan Kundera. It was called The Big 3, and I thought it would be a runaway success. I put my money on it, paid cash, investing in 1,500 copies. But when after a week I'd only sold about 150, I began to realize something was very wrong, and it dawned on me I'd made a mistake. Because I loved the book, I assumed customers would want it too. After all, Kundera's newer work had not even been published here. But I was wrong. This sobering experience, which came early for me, helped me realize that, above all, the street dictates what it wants, and not the other way around. As a publisher, you first have to figure out what readers want. Then, on a more refined level, you have to figure out how to sell them what you think they should buy.
Ale zároveň musíte vymyslet, jaký prodat to, co chcete vy.
In 1991, Jáchym Dvořák founded Labyrinth Publishers for a number of reasons. Not only to publish books, but to help financially support his journal, the Labyrinth Review. Today, a 250-page magazine full of articles on culture, writing, and the performing arts. Each review is theme-based, the latest titled Dangerous Liaisons. It includes, by way of example, interviews with Austrian writer Alfred Jelinek, author of The Piano Teacher, and Michel Welbeck, author of Atomized. There's even an excerpt from Welbeck's newest, The Possibility of an Island. Not surprisingly, Labyrinth Review reflects Jáchym Dvořák's sensibilities as a publisher, as a whole, maintaining creativity and independence.
Labyrinth má značku jakéhosi nezávislého nakladatelství, pod čímž já rozumím.
Labyrinth has a reputation as being favored by intellectuals. We're small and we're independent. That's the main difference from some more major names. We're not really interested or even financially able to buy into, for example, Dan Brown titles. But that wouldn't be any fun anyhow. You'd basically just be the check distributor. At Labyrinth, there's no board or committee that meets every month to decide what will go to print. The decision is basically up to me. I get to see through my ideas, which means sometimes publishing books I know will not be great sellers, but which I consider important on a larger scale, pushing the intellectual scope. But it isn't always easy. You have to balance your budget. That means publishing some mainstream books as well, but without sacrificing quality. Then, hopefully they make a profit, so you can reinvest in lesser-known authors and take something of a risk.
Ale zároveň za málo peněz vám udělá hodně peněz.
One area he was particularly excited to explore was that of the graphic novel. Through unique work by then fairly unknown author Jaroslav Rugiš. The now cult three-part series titled Bílý potok, a story from the borderlands, introduces a new character to the Czech lexicon, the dumpling-shaped Alois Nebel. He's a middle-aged, half-mad train dispatcher whose increasing hallucinations connect in a fascinating mosaic combining some of the darkest periods in Czech history. Author Jaroslav Rugiš.
Our story is a story about railway man working on a small railway station near Jeseník in the former Sudetenland, and he sees sometimes what other people cannot see in the fog. He's a bit, maybe he's ill, mentally ill, maybe also not. Nebel means in Czech mlha, in English fog, but you can also read it from the end to the beginning as a Leben. It means in English life. So it's such a different meanings and levels. I think it's just only black and white, but you have like different shades.
Jakim Dvořák, meanwhile, describes it like this.
Já se tomu někdy směju, je to takový kanon českého komiksu.
The series forms a kind of canon of the new Czech graphic novel. There was nothing like it here before. You can't compare it to comic books from the 60s or children's comics. In the Anglo-Saxon world, the current phenomenon in comics is similar to Bílý potok. The main character is an outsider. The stories cut through different historical events. Often the stories are grim and atmospheric, and they contain all kinds of intertextual references. There was nothing like that here. At the same time, it wasn't easy to convince people here that graphic novels can be taken for literature. That's one thing that has changed in the Czech Republic in the last 3 years.
To se třeba změnilo za poslední 3 roky, určitě.
The rewards, too, have been easy to see. Getting people even now not just to buy books, but simply to read. With the million different ways we can now entertain ourselves in the age of the internet, that's not always as clear-cut a proposition as it might seem. Jakim Dvořák tells one story he views as a sign of certain success.
S Jaroslavem Rudišem jsme byli v Nymburce, to je malé město za Prahou.
Rudiš and I were in Nymburk, a small town near Prague, to promote a new book. We were in this complete dive, a former communist-era cultural center, and there were only about a dozen people around, all just drinking beer. We held a concert, and then we promoted the book, and afterwards this young punk girl came up. She bought a copy. Then she told us it was the first book she had ever bought.
Tak já myslím, že někdy to má smysl.
So, promotion plays an exceedingly important role, one that has less of a tradition here than in Western Europe or the US. When I saw Jakim promoting Peter Cease's book, he was only happy to take the mic, to jest with people in the cafe, to ad-lib with the author for the audience's enjoyment. As far as he's concerned, those who prefer a stiff, highbrow approach can keep it, and good luck to them. According to Dvořák, books deserve more.
To je kritika, která se ozývá vůči Labyrintu.
Some people have criticized me for turning book launches into a circus. With Jaroslav Rudiš and others, we've had interactive readings. We put together posters and we release music CDs to promote our books. We play. Rudiš has had around 50 readings in Germany alone, but some here think that approach is not appropriate. Abroad, they know they have to get the book to their readers. It's the same as when you have a new film release and the director and the main star show up at the premiere. It doesn't have to be tabloid or trashy. You can easily take a cultured approach.
Aby to bylo kultivovaný, ale zároveň zábavný.
What's next for Jakim Dvořák? Well, more books, of course. Late December, the publisher surprised even Peter Cease by announcing publicly he was interested in doing an extended version of one of the illustrator's most beautiful children's books, now impossible to get in Czech. A small, tall tale from the far, far north. Labyrinth has already come out with 2 by Cease, but north would be a special treat. It tells the story of one of the most famous Czech adventurers ever, the inimitable Eskimo Jan Veltzel, who spent most of his life in the frozen north.